Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Land and food sovereignty celebration in Uruguay of 200th anniversary of Artigas land regulation. September the 10th marked the 200th anniversary of the document that constitutes the first integral agrarian reform of the independentist awakening of South America through the land regulation of José Artigas, which distributed rural lands to the benefit of the least favored populations, focused on the concept of land as a social good. As in the rest of Latin American countries, in Uruguay the problem of land has been a foundational issue since the struggles for independence and the creation of our national states. Artigas represents the radical expression of the Latin American Revolution, and its 1815 regulation represents the recognition of the key importance of land for those who work. Written in Paysandú Department on the coast of Uruguay River and El Videro Stream, the regulation came into force on September 10, 1815. Lands granted by the Spanish Crown to bad Europeans and worse Americans, who received them by fighting against patriots from 1810 to 1815, were now being distributed. As far as the beneficiaries of the regulation, the social justice inspiration and redemption is seen in the "Let the most unfortunate be the most privileged." Who were the most unfortunate? According to the regulation, free Zambos and black people, poor Creole and indigenous people, as well as poor widows with children. The scope of this regulation was celebrated with a seminar at the Legislative Building that gathered 500 settlers who occupied lands belonging to the National Colonization Institute, the NCI. The seminar included the views of historians, NCI authorities, legislators, settlers and social organizations, among them the Central Workers Union, PIT-CNT, and Radio Friends of the Earth Uruguay. Karin Nanser, member of this environmental organization, pointed out during her presentation that the legacy of the regulation is seen today in the NCI, which represents a possibility of access for family farmers and rural workers, and she highlighted the decision to acquire more lands with these purposes. She especially made reference to the co-ownership of lands, providing equal opportunities for men and women on decisions about how and what to produce in these lands, as an example of differentiated and gender policies. The Vice Chair of Environmental Federation, Friends of the Earth, also said that the collective use of lands and the role of the state in their control and management is a fundamental pillar in the path towards food sovereignty as a part of the sovereignty of the peoples. As proven with the 2007-2008 crisis, the peoples that are not sovereign in the production of food and do not control the resources are much more vulnerable to food crisis, said Nansen.